Welcome, welcome to New Media Super Saturday Call, guys. We're so excited that you guys are here. And, you know, just want to kick off another great day. Folks, I want to talk about something real quick, something I've had a few conversations with some people over this past week that, you know, they've come to me and they said, Anthony, you know, we want to get going on this, we want to get going on that. And, you know, you do all this other crazy stuff and ads and videos and all the stuff that I create. And, but we don't know how to do this stuff. And I tell them, I say, look, you know what? You got to do this thing called fail forward. Okay. So I can't teach you what I've learned over the last 20 years of running a business. I can teach you, but you still have to learn. Okay. That's fine. But you have to do this thing called fail forward. Think of a baby. When a baby starts to learn how to walk, what do? First of all, they got to learn how to roll over in their crib. How many times do they try before they actually roll over? A lot. How many times do they actually try before they can actually start to crawl? A lot. And they keep falling down every time they try, but they finally get it. How many times do they try to walk? And every time they try to walk, they keep falling down and they keep failing, right? And this is a perfect example of failing forward. Is they fall down, and then one time they get it, and they go, oh my gosh, I got it, okay? And it's the same thing with your running your business. You have to take action. You have to constantly be moving forward. You know, there's a lot of people, they feel like because failure tends to be more of a more public than success is, would you agree? People say, or you feel like you perceive that if you fail at something, more people know about it than they do if you succeed, which is not true, but that's how we perceive it. And so we tend to be afraid of trying something new. And then we question ourselves every time we have an idea. We go, oh, we got an idea, but oh, what if it doesn't work? Well, the simple truth is no great success was ever achieved without failure. Not one. There's not one. There's not one person ever who started an idea, an opportunity, a business, made a choice in life that didn't have failures along the way, right? Especially in the beginning. And then you figure it out. And it's the same thing with our type of business, right? If you're new to direct response, to new network marketing, that sort of thing, then you have to be willing to fail forward and figure it out as you go along. So I tell people all the time, they say, Anthony, well, how do I do it? And I tell them, well, do it wrong. They go, what? I can't do it wrong. I said, no, do it wrong. Because until you figure out what the things are that you can't, that you're not supposed to do, you can't figure out the things that you are supposed to do. But a lot of people don't want to, they want to just jump right into, I've got it perfect. And it's not going to happen. Now you can follow the training and the tips and the advice that we give you. But if you don't use it, then you still got to figure out what you're trying to do. Now, the stuff that we give you, we try to give it to you as good and as easy, as simple as possible, but there's still work that needs to be done for some people, right? You still need to go through and do it. And it's a concept that in all the trainings that I've done, I've trained thousands and thousands of people. It's just a thing called imperfect action. Okay. You have to take action and you're not going to get it right. But the longer you wait until you're perfect at it, the longer it takes for you to get perfect at it, the longer you've missed that opportunity. Okay. I have people that I know and I'm very close with, and it drives me insane. They will not take action until they know every little detail about that, you know, project or that situation. And so they have to be perfect. So they can't be perfect. And as a result, they never get anything done. So guys, take imperfect action. Let me give you a perfect example of imperfect action. There's this company called New Media. When New Media came out, did it have the app perfect? No, but we still started. When we came out, did we have the channel lineup perfect? No, but did we still started? Did we have the payment processing perfect? Did we have the buffering issues perfect? Did we have the communication issues perfect? Did we have the marketing and advertising perfect? No, but we still started, and every day we're working towards getting perfect which I don't know if that's ever really achievable, because I don't think anything's ever really perfect, but we're always working towards it. But if we waited until we figured it out, you guys would have never heard of us and people would not have been making a lot of money. So anyway, speaking of imperfect action, let's hear from our imperfect leader. And I'm proud to say that. I'm proud to say that, that he is one of the most greatest guys at taking imperfect action, Jim Ferris of Yamasoft.
I am, my friend. Can you hear me okay, Anthony? That was
yeah, good. I can hear you. Yeah, you bet.
You know what, guys? You guys are going to have to excuse me. I'm going to be here for a few minutes because I'm at airport. We're literally about an hour away from boarding a flight, but I really wanted to get on the call because I missed it last week. I was in a bad area, didn't have no reception, didn't have no internet. But talk about imperfect, man. Talk to my wife. Just tell you how imperfect I am. Ladies and gentlemen, God knows I miss you guys. I swear I really, really miss, being back in the bullpen and, working with you guys on a day-to-day basis. I've been out of touch, in touch. You know, a lot of it is just text messaging. And so, but I really, really miss. I cannot wait till I go back. Moving forward. All right. Guys, we have been testing our global processing system. Okay. Cause remember, we got two processors, not just one. We got two. Okay. And we need to, channel certain, countries, certain business to one and then certain, monthly subscriptions to another. Well, let me share with you guys that all the testing that we've done last week was absolutely right. Spot on. Absolutely spot on. I'm going to be talking to Scott, and Scott doesn't even know about this, okay? I'm going to be talking to Scott later on today to pick a date to literally turn on the switch. I mean, we do that, guys. I'm telling you, we do that, and the world is yours, okay? You'll be able to sign up anybody from anywhere around the globe and so on and so forth. I've been doing a lot of hop meetings, over here, meeting with a lot of the leaders and, just anyone that will listen and so on and so forth. And let me tell you guys, the response on the global market is absolutely off the charts. Don't get me wrong, the U.S. market is going to be our bread and butter and so on, but trust me when I tell you guys, and a lot of you guys, the seasoned networkers who are in network marketing know exactly what I'm talking about. Every company, every network marketing company that started out in the U.S. had a lot of, struggles along the way. But when they went global, when they were ready and they went global, literally, hopefully they were ready for it because an explosion occurs. Because remember, guys, in the U.S., you need to make $4,000, $5,000, $6,000 a month, to live. Well, in about 70% of the other countries, you give someone an opportunity where they can earn an additional $300 to $400, and it's almost equivalent to earning, $3,000 to $4,000. The average person in so many countries earn less than $500. So you give them an opportunity where they're paying the same payment, $30 a month for their cable, okay, and they're getting nothing for it. They're getting garbage for it, And you give them an opportunity to pay the same thing for a far, far, far superior product, a lot of these countries really don't have the infrastructure, to put satellites on top of roofs, on top of houses. A lot of people live in apartments, unlike the U.S. where everybody's got their own single residence and so on and so forth. There's 40, 50 people living in one building. It's almost impossible to put all, that many satellites, a lot of countries in Europe and Asia. So I'm telling you guys, we're coming in at the perfect opportunity with the perfect time. Now, I also just received, literally about 2 days ago, I did not even get a chance to go through it yet, our new app, which has the multi-screen viewing capability. We talked about it, last few conference calls. It's pretty cool, guys. You can watch up to four different channels at the same time, and a lot of sports people on Sundays and so on. They really like that. So, there's a few other tweaks here and there on that app, But next week, we're going to make that available on the Google Store, and also it'll be an updated app on the servers. I'm honestly not sure yet if it's just going to be just a click update button, or you have to do a reinstall. But it doesn't matter, you know. Either way, it's just a couple minutes to do that. But I'm very, very excited about the way things are going, you know, in the U.S. and other countries and so on. Canada is really coming out strong. We have a really strong group in the U.K. that's really coming out strong right now. Yeah, you know, so on. Now, having said that, all right, we had an issue with our PayPal account. I wanted to make the announcement last week. A lot of you guys already know about it. PayPal just does not like our network marketing business. You know, they just don't like it. Period, end of story. You know, so we literally now are in a time crunch. I mean, we're still processing. We're still processing the initial payment. We have like three other processors. Okay, but again, they're temporary. Once we turn on the switch, ladies and gentlemen, with our two global processors, then the world is yours. Okay, I mean, there's no limit. There is literally no limit. We can do $100,000 in sales a day. We can do $1 million in sales a day. Absolutely no limit. Okay, and you're going to see, you know, commissions come in and out very, very quickly, because everything literally at that point is going to be automated. When you sign someone up, okay, live online, I mean, literally within seconds, they're going to get the code. They're going to get their activation codes and so on. You'll see the commissions in your back office. Now, again, we're going to have to wait 3 days. We're going to have to wait 3 days before we release the commission, okay, like we're doing now, okay, just for the 72-hour grace period, okay, because someone can cancel within the first 72 hours, 3 days, okay, and, you know, ask for, you know, 100% of their money back, and we have to give it to them, okay, and we don't want to issue the commissions and then take it back and so on. So typically about 2 to 3 days later, we will go ahead and issue the commissions. But I'm telling you guys, things are really, really, really moving forward in a very expedited way, and so on. Like I said, our biggest challenge was really turning on the global processor. Now we're ready. Now we're about to turn it on, and the business is absolutely going to explode. I'm telling you guys, overnight. Now, our first major footprint in the international market is going to be South America. Okay, but it really doesn't limit you to any country. It's got 170 countries that we can process to, okay? But it really does not limit you to anybody coming on board in the Philippines and so on. Which reminds me, I'm going to be talking about the Philippines channels very shortly. All right? But we're going to be really focused on South America. Why? Because we have a very, very, very strong group in Mexico that are geared, ready. We're about to start training with them to teach them how to do the business, pretty much, okay, how to, run the meetings, how to do the business. So Mexico is going to be our first major footprint, and then from there, we also have a very strong group in Peru and Colombia and Venezuela. But Peru, I mean, guys, I'm telling you, if you know people in Peru, get a hold of them right now, or if you know someone who knows someone in Peru, because it's about to get lit up, okay? We're about to start bringing on board a group from an existing previous network marketing company that they are no longer interested in doing their business with. Okay, so we're looking at 22,000 people in Peru that are ready to come on board. They've already been playing with the system, already been testing it. You know, several dozen of their leaders already have their accounts set up. Okay, they're just literally waiting for us right now to turn on the global processing. All right, now, the only other remaining major issue, okay, is how do we pay commissions to this country? Well, guys, we got it figured out. We're also going to be sending out an email, actually many emails, okay, that are going to invite you to sign up for our international global e-wallet. That's the best word I can describe it, okay? It's a virtual e-wallet where you can literally just sign up. It takes like, I don't know, 5 minutes to set up. And once you get it set up, you'll be able to transfer your permissions directly onto your e-wallet, which is connected to your debit card or checking account. Okay, now, obviously, there's a lot of countries that don't have the checking account, so you connect it to your bank debit card. So the money will be deposited directly in there. Now, going through that process, okay, it is going to be a little bit longer. Okay, we have to wait 3 days, and then typically takes about 2 to 3 days, depending on the country, okay, by the time the money hits your account, okay, in those countries, all right? It's just the international way of doing things, okay? But it's called Skrill, S-K-R-I-L-L, okay? And you guys are going to be getting the application for it, a link to the application. All you got to do is just fill it out. They might ask you if they cannot instantly verify. Like if you're in the U.S. and Canada, and so on, no problems, okay, or the U.K., no problem. You'll be able to instantly get it set up. But in a lot of different countries, they'll ask you to upload a picture of yourself and an ID, like a passport or whatever card they use in those countries, okay? You know, as an ID, all right? Once you do that, literally within minutes, you get approved, you get an account number, you get login, so you can go in there and you can try it. We've been trying this. We've been using it. It works phenomenally well. All right. So as far as getting updates and, you know, where we're going with this thing, guys, sky is the limit. I'm telling you guys, you got, you know, 4 billion people, 4+ billion people who watch TV every single day around the globe ready to take on this thing. You know, I don't want to spend too much time, honestly, guys, and giving you guys examples of other companies that literally went ballistic going global, okay? But we've got the perfect product. It's a service. We don't have to open up distribution centers. We don't have to have, you know, offices. We don't have to worry about tax issues. It is a global online service, okay? So literally, you know, we have the potential to literally bring on 1 million, 5 million, 10 million people, you know, onto your new media family. And guess what, guys? The timing could not be better. You guys are sitting, I'm telling you, I'm the biggest rough diamond. You know, I was just reading something a little earlier, you know, in Russia, they just found the biggest diamond in the history of the world. Well, it's funny, when I saw it, the thing is size of a boulder, size of a rock, you know, a huge rock. You know, and I'm looking at it, I go, oh my God, if people will only realize new media is the biggest rough diamond in the world. And we're about to polish it, we're about to square it off, we're about to make this thing, you know, be the biggest, most exciting, you know, opportunity, honestly, guys, of our lifetime. Of our lifetime. All right. Like I said, I want to keep it short. I want to get back to Scott and Anthony because they're my, you know, left and right generals out there. You know, guys, Scott, are you on the line?
Yes, I am, buddy. Did you want to say something about the Filipino channels, or are you holding that back for another time?
Yeah, I do. Thank you. All right, guys, listen. We've identified 23. I mean, there's over 100 Filipino channels, but we have identified 23 of the most popular Filipino channels, and we decided we're going to go with it. Okay? You know, later on, we can always add some more. Now, remember, every channel that we add costs us money. So we have to bring up the subscription base of the Filipino market to justify. And believe me when I tell you, it's thousands of dollars per month, okay, just for these 23 channels that we're about to light up, okay? The demand is there. I truly believe it, you know. The minute we cross over maybe 1,000 new subscribers, you know, who are really interested in the Filipino channels, or we launch the Philippines and so on, I promise you, we're going to be adding more and more and more. Like I said, Scott, I'll call you later on this afternoon and give you exactly what's going on, the timeline and things like this. But guys, we're ready. We are ready, and I'm really hoping with the app coming next week, we're going to have the new category for the Philippines. Woohoo! A lot of people are waiting for it, and you know, I'm really glad to share this incredible news with everybody. Back to you, Scott.
All right, buddy. Thank you. That's awesome news, awesome information, Jim. And we miss you too, buddy. We can't wait for you to get back. Anthony, I don't know if he said we are his left and right generals or left and right genitals, you know?
Easy.
Oh my gosh. Hey, you know, for those of you that know me well, you know that I like having fun in our meetings and trainings and so forth. But I swear that's what he said. Maybe it was just the way my mind worked. Well, anyway, so I 100% agree with Anthony. You know, failure is the greatest teacher. You know, you can learn and learn and learn and learn, and then try, and then figure out that what you learned is not right. So what the best way to learn is to fail. You know, and it takes action. Number one step is action. I don't care what you do. Do something, and you're going to learn from that action. You're going to learn some of the things that you did right and some of the things that you could improve on and some of the things that was absolutely horrible about the choice that you made and the action you took. So go to work, action, and you're going to learn. You know, all of you should know that we are very, very close. We've been working on our lead generator. And I got to share with you, Anthony's words strike near and dear to my heart. The first three lead generators that I used were absolutely horrible. And I learned. I failed. We failed miserably. I spent money. We wasted money. I spent time. We wasted time. But, you know, if I didn't take that action, I might still think today that those sources were good. And guess what? The next lead generator I used, it was better, but it was still not good. And I used another lead generator, and guess what? It was even better, but still not good. I'm working with a source right now that's given me some really good results. And not to put all our eggs in one basket, we are testing another one. And Jim and I have talked about, you know, doing our own thing to capture our own leads. And, you know, we want to be able to control it. Once we have the lead generator going, you know, all the pieces will start to come together. Once we can turn on the international, and do I expect this international to work flawlessly? as much as my imperfect partner out there in Europe thinks that it's working beautiful, I expect it to have, you know, a glitch or two or things that need to be fixed and tweaked and adjusted. If you think something's going to work perfect out of the box, then you have another thing coming. You know, think about every great company, every great business. Think of Microsoft. You know, I remember when I think Microsoft, I think Control Alt Delete. You know, that sucker would always freeze up. You couldn't even turn it off. You have to hit three buttons at one time to reboot the system. Control Alt Delete. You know, I run the Windows. It works great now. Remember Apple? Apple almost went bankrupt. Did they make mistakes? Oh, heck yeah, they made mistakes. You know, I was watching this video the other day. Did you know that the Apple system came from IBM? IBM invented this thing, and they invented the mouse and the icons and all this stuff, and they didn't know what to do with it. So they literally almost gave it to Apple for free. Yikes. What? I mean, people, action, 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 action. Learn from your failures. Get up, scrape your knees, get up and go, get up and go, get up and go. All right? you know, and I have to, I don't like doing this, but I have to lecture the masses right now. You know, Anthony said it, we try to make things so simple. We've created a system for you to create some Fiverr videos. It's $5, $10 if you choose a fancy one, maybe $15, a one-time cost. Why some people haven't created a Fiverr video is beyond me. I'll tell you, if you haven't created a Fiverr video, take out a gun, take out a bat, get a hammer, and shoot yourself, hit yourself in the head, because you are foolish, absolutely foolish. It will make you money. 100% honest truth. I made a $5 video. I put it on Facebook and LinkedIn. I enrolled 6 people I don't even know. I enrolled 2 people I hadn't seen in years. They contacted me and said, Scott, what is this thing? I made over $10,000 in commissions from a $5 video. It's been months, so I made another one. Guess what? I enrolled 2 more people because they got tired of people saw the same video. Now a different video appealed to somebody else. So I just made another video. I enrolled 2 more people. Why all of you don't have Fiverr videos and put them on Facebook and LinkedIn is beyond me. Remember, it's not about you. It's about what everybody else does. It's about what you can teach your people to do. Why a lot of you are not on the webinar, if you're not on the webinars, if you haven't been on an opportunity webinar, take out the other gun, take out the other hammer, take out the other bat, and whack yourself or shoot yourself in the head too, or shoot yourself in the foot. You're absolutely hurting your business. You ought to be on webinars. You ought to be with a Fiverr video. I mean, gosh, people, we have spent so much time, so much effort to make this so easy for you, and you won't use the tools. Look, a lot of you are. And for those of you that are, I applaud you, and your income and your paychecks reflect it. But a lot of you are not. I know it. I absolutely know it. You know, you have to do it. I don't care if you don't want to. This is a business. If you want a big business, do what is necessary, not do what you want. If you want a little business, if you want a little money, do what you want. Put your own thoughts and filters and, you know, do what you like. If you want to make $500 a month, you want to make $800 a month, $1,000 a month, $1,500, do what you want. If you want to make $2,000 a month, $3,000 a month, $4,000 a month, follow some of the things. If you want to make $10,000 a month, $20,000 a month, you better follow most of the things. If you want to make a lot of money, you'd better do it all. It's really simple, people. You know, Jim said the international market is going to make us, and it is absolutely true, absolutely true. But the conduit to the international is going to come through us, the United States, the people that are here first. It's people like myself or people in my business that'll refer people that are in Canada and Mexico and South America and the Philippines and in Europe and all over the world. Do I know them? No, but it's going to come. A lot of it's going to come through my business. It could be through your business. It's all up to you. The conduit to the international is through the United States, through us, through the early people, through those of us that are in now, and the ones that are taking action. Action, action, action. You know, if you're waiting on the sidelines, then you're missing the boat. You're absolutely missing the boat. You know, last Wednesday, I ran part of a training video. It's from a guy I admire and I love, and his name is Lou Holtz. Lou Holtz was a phenomenal football coach. He has gone to many, many programs where they were struggling and losing and turned them around almost instantly from horrible program, you know, worst or longest losing streak in football, in college football, and within a year or two, taking them to bowl games, nationally ranked. I respect this man. I admire this man. And now he is a national speaker. And the guy speaks with a lisp. It's a little difficult to understand him. But here's a man who gets paid millions of dollars a year, who is, in my opinion, who has a handicap, a reason why he couldn't do it, but he does it anyway. And Lou says, action, 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 teamwork, teamwork, teamwork. Lou says, I don't care if you don't like your role. I don't care if you don't like your job. You have to do it for the greater good of the team. If the team's going to win, everybody has to do their function. And people, your function, if you want to be a vital cog, a vital teammate, is to follow our system, to plug in, to move forward, and to do what it takes. Lou also says, quit whining about what we don't have. Worry about what we do have. You know, one of his examples was, I think he was coaching South Carolina or Arkansas or somebody. And he says, you know, they were going to play, I think it was Oklahoma, and Oklahoma was the number one ranked team, and they were heavy underdogs. And Lou suspended three of his top offensive players, and I think he said they scored 78% of all the points on the team, or the 78% of the touchdowns, and he suspended them. And he suspended them because they violated the do right rule. See, Lou has a rule called do right. You have to do what's right. But he suspended them, and they were 24-point underdog, and he says, look, his team was down, and everything was bad, 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 bad. Going into the week of the game, it's the bowl game, and his team thinks they got no way of winning. I remember this game. And Lou called the team together, and he put them all in a room. He says, look, guys, I know why we can't win. Can somebody tell me, give me a reason why we can win? And he says they sat there for a while, and finally one young man spoke up and says, well, coach, we got the number one defense in the country. He says, so we won't lose by that many points. And Lou laughed. He says, you know, it wasn't the answer he was looking for, but it was a step in the right direction. And soon somebody else talked about another positive thing and another positive thing and another positive thing. And they started looking at what the team had instead of why they were deficient. And they had three great days of football practice. And guess what? They went out and they beat Oklahoma. They went out and they did it. Absolutely crazy, insane story. I remember that game. I remember top players being suspended and not being able to play. And they won. They won. We are not that heavy an underdog with new media. Yeah, we don't have billion-dollar pocketbooks like Apple and Disney and the rest of them. But we also don't have billion-dollar overheads. We have such an advantage. If you look at what we have, again, look at what we have versus what we don't have. We don't have the billion-dollar pocketbook. We don't have the billion-dollar checkbook, but we have agility. We have leadership. We have flexibility. We have low overhead. We can put together a quality product at such an incredible price. And we'll get our product working better and better and better. And as we make more money, we'll invest it into what we have. We'll get marketing better, and we'll get the product working better. And we will become an incredible business. And we just need to go to work. Just go to work. Hey, with that, Anthony, I better get off my soapbox and take the hammer out and hit myself in the head. But I'm going to turn it back to you, buddy.
Yeah, you know, guys, it's really simple. Just fail forward and take imperfect action. You know, we're all imperfect, and we all just want you to see you succeed. That's why we talk about these things, and that's why we go on about this stuff, and we're passionate about this. We want to see you succeed. When you succeed, the company succeeds. Everybody succeeds, right? And we know the potential of this company. And that's why we're so passionate. We stand behind it. So Lance Armstrong said, pain is temporary. Quitting lasts forever. So I want you to ask yourself, for those of you who are kind of, you're hesitant or you're resistant or fearful of going out and taking that one step of asking somebody, hey, how much do you pay for your cable bill, right? Or, hey, have you heard about this new media opportunity? Whatever it is, whatever your objective is, if you're hesitant, remember that pain is temporary. You're going to go up and you're going to ask somebody a question, and they might tell you no, and that's painful. You don't want to hear no. Nobody wants to hear no, but it's only temporary. You move on to the next one. You move on to the next one. Next thing you know, you've got a whole bunch of people who have told you yes. But if you quit, if you never give yourself a chance by getting out there and doing it, that quitting lasts forever. Guys, we're so thankful that you are here on this call with us today and dedicating your time to being a part of this and learning and passing this information along to your teammates so that they can have success as well. And have the enthusiasm and excitement and energy and focus and all that good stuff to do this, regardless of whether it's part-time or full-time or, you know, whatever, however they're doing their business. So thanks again for being here, guys. We will catch you next Saturday. Have a great, great, productive weekend.
This call has been recorded.